The sun didn't come up in Barrow, Alaska on November 20th. They won't see it again for over 2 months. It's just part of life in the nation's northernmost community, a place where the locals feel as if they'll sweat to death if the forecast were to hit the upper 60s. I'll take you as far north as you can go on this edition of the American Countryside.
Tis the season to give the gifts on every farmer's list. Visit shopfarmjournal.com, where every item is marked down with the lowest prices of the season. Find great gift ideas for under $20, like the popular I Farm Like a Girl shirt, the colorful 2016 Dairy Today calendar, American Countryside books, and more, each for under $20. And be sure to check out the best-selling So God Made a Farmer signed print, priced under $50. You heard it right, a beautiful signed print for under $50. And you'll receive a free gift with every order. It's a sale you won't want to miss. Before you finish your shopping, be sure to visit shopfarmjournal.com for the lowest prices of the season on books, DVDs, signed prints, apparel, and much more. Find it all at shopfarmjournal.com. That's shopfarmjournal.com.
The sun didn't come up in Barrow, Alaska on November 20th. The folks here won't see it again until January 23rd. But Phoebe Kippy says there are a lot of misconceptions about those who live in the northernmost town in the U.S.
We don't live in igloos and we don't have dog teams. We do have homes made out of lumber. We do drive trucks and SUVs. The coldest temperature can be about minus 50. The warmest winter temperature is like minus 15, if that's even any warmer.
The snow will stay on the ground for about 9 months out of the year. So what about summer? Well, Phoebe says it can be as hot as, well, you know where.
The warmest temperature we had this summer was about 68 degrees. The rest of the summer was in the 30s and 40s. I've never seen anything over 70 above, and I don't know that I want to experience it because that 68 was as hot as the underworld.
There are no roads here. There are daily flights to Alaska's major cities, but any big items residents may want to buy have to wait until the port on the Arctic Ocean is free of ice.
A lot of the lumber, some of the vehicles, building equipment, they do come the end of July up until mid-August.
During the summer, the residents of Barrow make up for the sunless winter months.
It is like 2 months where the sun doesn't set at all. They stay awake all night because it's typically a lot nicer 3 o'clock in the morning than it is at 3 p.m., but you can't hardly tell the difference between the two.
The wind often dies down during the midnight sun. Many residents have to put blackout curtains in their bedrooms to get regular sleep. It's a fascinating place, and we'll have more next time as we travel the countryside. In Barrow, Alaska, I'm Andrew McCrae.